I think it's really good to be free in the whole spectrum, yes. So it's really good to be able to be fully conscious, and it's really good for your body to be able to incarnate all kinds of love, energy, emotion, both of them. Now, if you find yourself forcing yourself to be more masculine in order to attract a more feminine person, I'm not sure that's going to work, because everyone has a kind of natural, so let me break this down. We have a kind of natural percentage of masculine and feminine. I'm more masculine than feminine altogether, but not as masculine as some people. And furthermore, these things are multidimensional. So for instance, in general, I mean, when I'm up here, I'm performing, so my body's got a lot of feminine energy. I move and do all this stuff. But if you saw me in normal life, I basically don't move all day. So I have a fairly masculine presentation body. Now, up here, I know I don't, but in general, I do. So what I'm attracted to in a partner, in a female, you know, I'm heterosexual, is a female body that's way more feminine than mine, which isn't hard, but it could be. Like, I could pick a tall, thin woman who looks like me, but I don't. So I'm identified with a masculine body, and I am sexually attracted to a feminine body. So let me keep going with this, and then I'm going to come back to your question. It's a really good question. More than my body, though, I'm multidimensional. So, for instance, emotionally, these are vague terms. So, emotionally, let's say when I want emotional entertainment, when I want to watch a movie for entertainment, like that feeling, in general, I want to watch one guy kill a million guys and live, then two men and women fall in love and cry a lot. So, in general, emotionally, I want to see people challenged by death. Like, I'm emotionally turned on by someone challenged at the edge of death. You know, even martial arts turn me on, compared to love stories. Now, I go to movies that are love stories. I like them. I cry at every movie I go to that's even remotely emotional. I have a very active emotional life. But it's not my preference. So what that means is I will be sexually attracted to people who love romantic comedies. I won't, but there it is. You know, and that person will have to put up with seeing guys get pummeled. So you're attracted to your reciprocal. Now, I happen to have a highly feminine mind. If I don't put a box on it, it just generates babies. I don't know how to say it. Like, if I sit down at a typewriter, books come out of me. If you put a musical instrument in my hand, music comes out of it. If you just set me in front of a group of people, blah. So my feminine mind just loves to dance. And so I tend to attract, because I'm heterosexual, women with more masculine minds, which means more organized, more orderly. Like, if you look at my cabinet, it's like wherever I could shove stuff. If you look at my partner's cabinet, it would be pretty well aligned. Only because I'm attracted to my reciprocal and I have a more feminine mind. This is hard to describe, but directionality is very masculine. Where do you go? Because I was raised, this is unusual in the United States, maybe not here, but I never drove until I was 35 years old. I didn't own a car, I had a bicycle. So most partners that I've had in my life were better at cars and driving than me, which is a masculine thing in the United States. So that would be a depolarizing thing. But in fact, every partner I've ever had has loved to drive, and I hate it. So you always are attracted to your reciprocal. Now, you don't want to change your authentic, like, I naturally have a more feminine mind. I don't want to force that to be more masculine and orderly. Now, do I want to be able to do that? Yeah, look, I could write a book. I could structure my time, and, you know, I'm very disciplined. But if I don't add that discipline, my mind is crazed. So you'll look at your partner and you'll see every layer of your partner. Some of them will be reciprocal and you'll be turned on by it. Some of it may not, it's not ever perfect, never perfect. So some of it may not match exactly. Now what you're bringing up, I just wanted to say that. Now what you're bringing up is something that I sometimes have referred to as shells, like false shells. So if in fact, let's say my body is, so let's say I have a more masculine body, but let's say my father was an alcoholic, and when I was being raised by my alcoholic father, I had to kind of soften my body around him or he'd hit me, you know, because he had emotional problems, let's say. So let's say, so now I kind of falsely feminized my body. So my actual body, if my father hadn't have done that to me, would have looked like this. But because I was raised by a disturbed father, emotionally disturbed father, say he's an alcoholic, so he's angry and hitting me if I threaten him, and if I stood up tall, I threatened him as a child, so I always had to kind of soften myself. So now I'm going through life, you know, I've trained my body to be soft. So now, this is more towards your question, now you meet a woman, let's say, and only a woman attracted to a softer body is going to be attracted to you, but you, that's a false body. So you're going to want her attracted to a hard body. Like you're going to be going, I want a woman who wants a hard body, which means they have a soft body. But you, they won't manifest, because the only ones who are going to manifest are hard-bodied women, because they're the reciprocal of your soft body. Then, yes, you then have to go, that's a shell, that's not my authentic. What I was, my feminine mind is my authentic mind, that's how it is. But it's easy to have acquired damage, acquired shells, like false feminization, false masculinization, layers of false masculine feminization. Lots of women have had their heart hurt, and they feel, I don't want to do that again, I'm going to take care of myself. They become their own man, literally. They use those words, I'm going to be my own man. They masculinize themselves. You have to do those. Those are healthy things to do. It's just that when you hold on to them year after year and you cling to them, then people no longer see the authentic you, they see the habit that you've acquired of protection. So yes, sometimes you continue to attract the wrong people because they're attracted to your shell. The thing is, it's their shell that's attracted to your shell. Their heart is still attracted to your heart. So in those kinds of relationships, they're not bad. You get together on these superficial levels. You both love Cheetos and action movies or whatever. And suddenly you find that you have the deepest relationship you've ever known. So whoever you're attracted to is the stuff you'll be working with. They're revealing to you either your shell or your authentic heart, and you'll need to feel which of those it is. Your authentic heart is when you're totally relaxed. Your shell always has a feel of fear under it somehow, that if you're not a certain way, you could lose.
Recordings of live talks and workshops are available at www.deida.live. That's DEIDA.LIVE.